Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Some areas of southern and southeastern Minnesota are still digging out for more than a foot of heavy snow. National Weather Service meteorologist Jacob Beitlick says their forecast was pretty accurate.
We were expecting 12 to 18, and we wouldn't be surprised to see a few snowfall reports come in with a 2, like 20, 24 inches. Turns out that band settled kind of right across Southern Metro, Rochester, and really got going.
Zumbro Falls received 20 inches, Lake City at 19, Rochester received more than 16 inches, and MSP Airport got 9. A number of roads and state highways in southern and southeastern Minnesota remain closed due to the storms. MnDOT says I-90 west of Albert Lea is closed and Interstate 35 south of Albert Lea is closed. A no-travel advisory is in effect for many counties in the southern third of the state. All committee hearings in the Minnesota House are canceled this morning, but the show will go on this afternoon.
Fraud remains the center point of the legislative session. MNN has learned the DFL Senate caucus will announce their package of bills. AI gets more discussion over regulations to protect children and consumers. The Judiciary Committee will take up a ban of sales of ghost guns. And the House Elections Committee looks at a bill that would require voter ID verification before an absentee ballot can be delivered by mail. From the Capitol, John Anderson for MNN.
Bidding ends at 1 p.m. today in the Minnesota State Fair Memorabilia and Surplus Auction. Spokesperson Maria Hayden says they discovered a lot of treasures during the renovation of the Warner Coliseum.
Having that facility offline for the last year really gave us the opportunity to go through and assess what was maybe hiding around the fairgrounds and clear out some of our storage space so that it can be shared with everyone who might be interested or hold pieces of this memorabilia dear to them.
There is a link to the auction items on the State Fair website. Many Minnesota families are counting down the days until they head to warmer temps for a spring break vacation. U of M Dr. James Miner says, keep this in mind if you're headed somewhere with a beach or pool.
It's important, especially with kids, to always have somebody who has an eye on the kid, because if you just get distracted for a couple minutes, that's all it takes for a drowning to occur. Ocean water is not lake water. And if you feel a riptide pulling on you, that can grab you very, very quickly. If it does grab you, you want to swim with it until you feel it lighten up so you can turn in towards the shore again.
Dr. Miner says you should also do research about your destination before you go. And the Minnesota Wild closed out their homestand Sunday evening with a 4-2 loss to the Toronto Maple Leafs. Toronto jumped out to a 3-0 lead before Vladimir Tarasenko scored both of Minnesota's goals in the third period. The Wild went 1-2-1 in four straight games at Grand Casino Arena. They play the Blackhawks Tuesday night in Chicago. This is MNN.